track 8, and this would normally be letters to the editor, but there are again no letters published in the paper this week. I did have a word with the staff at the Advertiser when I picked up the papers today and asked them, was this a policy not to publish letters, or were they not getting any? And they simply told me, we're not getting any. So let's have a look at what was happening in Tynmouth 50 years ago, contributed by Christina Civiter. The first mayor of Tynmouth is Mr. Edward Card. This was on Friday, May the 24th, 1974. He was unanimously elected at the annual meeting of the town council held at Bitten House on Tuesday. Submitting his name, Mr. Ronald Doell said he had done a very good job as chairman of the former urban council. It hasn't been an easy time, and I think he's very suitable for the first year. Mr. Card has no axe to grind, and there were a lot of controversial subjects to be discussed in the first 12 months.
New church window. In memory of the former vicar from 1958 to 1971, the Reverend Kenneth Rich, a new stained glass window was dedicated in St. James's Church on Sunday morning by the Archdeacon of Exeter, the Venerable A.F. Ward, B.A. It takes the place of the fisherman's window, which was destroyed by enemy action during the last war. The theme of this beautiful window is based on the inscription, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
Water ski jump. Mariners Way of Sheldon have built a water ski jump at Coombe Cellars, which is now in use by members of the South Devon Water Sports Club. The only jump in use in the West Country was built by Mr. Chris Clarence and has a 4'6" takeoff, is 17-foot long and 8-foot wide. It bears a board warning, "Jump at your own risk." A dramatic photo shows Chris Clarence in a wetsuit and life jacket flying through the air in a demonstration run.
Haldon Motor Climb. On May 12th, Haldon Motor Club held their spring auto test meeting at Robert Daniels Car Park, Brixham Road, Paignton. The heavy rain provided an excellent service for this surface for this type of test, as it made it easier to make handbrake turns and considerably reduced tyre wear. The canopy over the cash and carry provided grandstand facilities, but timekeeper John Williams certainly had the wettest job on the finish line. The fastest time of the day was Guy Holford in a midget.
Postman's medal. A Tynmouth man, Mr. George Edward Sanders, has been in the service of the post office for 49 years and at the age of 63 is still working. On Thursday, he was presented with the Imperial Service Medal in a ceremony in the Tynmouth Sorting Office by Torquay's head postmaster, Mr. W.H. Martin. Mr. Sanders started as a boy messenger in 1925, then as a postman in Newton Abbot for a year until 1932. He had a break in the last war, serving in the 7th Devons and then in the Royal Horse Artillery.